بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله، we are fasting during the blessed days of Ramadan and we are establishing the Qiyam during the nights of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasts and also accept our Qiyam and our du'as and forgive us and have His mercy upon us and protect us from the fire of hell. During the month of Ramadan, we can either do the bare minimum, or we can do a little bit extra, or we can do the best that we can physically, mentally, and spiritually achieve. So in this month of Ramadan, we should try to make our fast from the ordinary to the extraordinary, to the best of our abilities. There are three stages or three types of fasts which are mentioned by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi in Ihya Ulumuddin. He mentions that ordinary fasting means abstaining simply from food, from drink, and sexual activities. And then he says there is special type of fasting, which means you abstain from the food and the drink and sexual activities, but you also protect your ears, you protect your eyes, you protect your tongues, you protect your hands and your feet and all other organs, and you protect them from all forms of sin. This is a special type of fasting. But then he mentions a third category, which is extraordinary fasting, which is all of the aforementioned, but he includes to say that this means that you also fast with your heart, and you fast with your mind, and you free your heart and your mind of all unworthy concerns and worldly thoughts, and you disregard everything, and you solely absorb yourself and engage yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Ghazali mentions that this extraordinary form of fasting is that which is done by the prophets, by the awliya Allah, by the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it consists the utmost dedication to Allah azza wa jal and the removal of everything else from a person's heart and mind and from their life. This is something that we can also attempt to achieve, but at least in the month of Ramadan we can move from the first gear of just ordinary fasting, which is just abstaining from food and drink and sexual activities, and move to the next stage of special fasting, which is means to protect our ears, our eyes, our tongue, our hands and feet, and all other organs, including our hearts, from major sin and minor sin. So as for special fasting, we should not look at those things which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you fast with your stomach, but you must also fast with your eyes. This is very important on what we consume, what we look at on our TVs, on our tablets, on our phone, what we consume on a daily basis. Some things, some adverts, some programs will be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions the secretive glance is one of the poisoned arrows of Satan. On him be Allah's curse. Whoever forsakes it for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive from Allah azza wa jal. And receive what? Will receive sweetness of faith within his heart. So in this particular hadith, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that a secretive glance, only when you are looking at something and nobody else knows what you are looking at on your phone, on your tablet, in your bedroom, or when you're out and about, this secretive glance, or when you are looking at other people walking around the streets or towns, this is like a poisoned arrow of Satan. And if you overcome this secretive glance and you control your nafs and your eyes, then you will receive a huge reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine the reward that you will receive from Allah azza wa jal during the month of Ramadan, because you're also making sure that your eyes are fasting and not looking at anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing for those people who want to achieve the higher category of fasting, the special category of fasting, is to fast with the tongue as well. To not speak false, to protect your tongue from idle chatter, to not lie, to not gossip, to not have any rudeness or argumentation or controversy or any form of obscenity within your language or foul language. This is something very, very important. That man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayr aw liyasmut. That whosoever believes in the last day, in the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let him speak the truth or remain silent. So in the month of Ramadan, we need to control our tongues and we need to fast with our tongues as as well. Not to speak, not to backbite, not to gossip, not to lie, not to have idle chatter, or gossip, or argue, or fight, any of these things. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that fasting is a shield. So when you are fasting, don't use foul or foolish talk. And if someone attacks you or insults you, then say, "I am fasting. I am fasting." So again, we can make our fast special and extraordinary by controlling our glances and our eyes, by controlling our tongues and speaking in the best of manners and the correct manners. We can also fast with our ears, closing your ears to everything which is reprehensible, something which is unlawful for you to hear, another woman's voice or some music or some other things. Then these are the things that you need to also avoid during the month of Ramadan. Rather, your eyes should only be gazing upon the Quran, upon the seerah, upon ahadith, upon your parents and your family members, and your ears should only be listening to the Quran and to the ahadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and to the beautiful words of your family members. So fasting of the ears is also very important as well. And the Prophet alayhi salatu Islam mentions the backbiter and his listener are co-partners in the sin. So if one person is backbiting, they are committing a sin with their tongue, especially in the month of Ramadan, or gossiping. But the person who is listening to that as well, partaking and not protecting his ears or walking away from that situation and scenario, they are co-partners in that particular sin. So fasting of the ears is also very important. What you hear, what you listen to, will make you think things and assume things and visualize things in your mind and perhaps lead you to other sins. So fasting of the ears is very important. Then it is fasting of the body, which is not just making sure that you do not eat anything or drink anything during Ramadan. But fasting of the body means that when you eat your sahri, and when you open your iftari, you open your iftari and you eat your sahri with lawful food. كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. To eat of those things, those foods and the drinks that have been made lawful for you. This is a very important thing in the month of Ramadan, to make sure that we earn halal, and we also earn halal, and then we spend halal, and we consume halal. Otherwise, that fast that you open, that fast that you keep with the food that has been obtained via unlawful means, via interest or via, you know, usury, or via usurping somebody's right, or via any other lawful means, then that will also become unlawful for you and it will spoil your fast. This is why the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned how many of those who fast get nothing from fast but hunger and thirst. So they're not receiving any other reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they are fasting of the body, but they're not receiving any reward. Why? Because their food and their drink is unlawful, the way they've earned it is unlawful, and the way they're consuming it is also unlawful as well. And finally, fasting of the nafs, which is part and parcel of fasting of the body as well. Because fasting of the nafs is equally and perhaps the most important. During the month of Ramadan, we sometimes end up eating more for sahri and iftari than we would ordinarily consume during the day for breakfast, lunch and dinner and tea. And in the month of Ramadan, we overeat at these two points, at sahri time and iftari time. So you have to control your nafs and prevent yourself from overeating, not to overindulge even in the lawful food at the time of breaking the fast or at the time of keeping sahri, to the point of stuffing your belly. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that there is no container more hateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the belly stuffed with lawful food. So in the month of Ramadan, we need to make sure that we have that thuluth, that third, which is a third for air, a third for water, and a third for food within our stomach, and not eat so much so that we are burping throughout the entire day and we are always just thinking about what we will be eating for our sahri or our iftari. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to move from the ordinary fasting and move on to the special form of fasting, and make our fast extraordinary, that we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah with the Nabiyeen, with the Salihin, with the Siddiqeen, with the Mursaleen, with the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can achieve that during this month of Ramadan by fasting with our ears, by fasting with our eyes, by fasting with our tongues and our hands and our feet, and also our body, and also fasting with our nafs as well, protecting ourselves from sins. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to achieve this beauty, this reward during the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.